Mike, we haven't talked enough about the local stuff going on here. We've been doing other stuff in the local hour, and there's stuff. But the Miami season is in jeopardy, and we haven't talked about it. And the University of Miami's football season, because it has been so weird trying to play college football during this thing, and the number of cancellations, like all of it. Guys, at what point, how many cancellations do I have to give you? Miami won against Virginia Tech with Manny Diaz saying they were on the brink of not playing that game because basically you've got this virus that it's just making its way into and around the huddles in a way that can't be contained.
You had college football's best player miss 2 weeks and miss maybe the game of the year. I mean, it's really affected the product.
Well, the product, the structural integrity of what we're watching is affected by Trevor Lawrence. But did we just have the University of Miami season ruined? Why do we bother playing those seven games if what we're going to do is now just have the season all fouled up and not know if we're going to get more games at the University of Miami?
Well, keep in mind the ACC protocol is not just positive test results, so Miami has that, I can tell you that. They also have contact tracing, too, where people are not allowed to actually enter the facility if they've come into contact with someone. So part of what's going on with Miami and some of the other programs is contact tracing. But, yeah, look, it's bad. It's a good thing Miami isn't playing this game. Virginia Tech, they played a team against Virginia Tech that's also been dealing with this all season long. Trust me, you don't want to be playing the game this weekend against Georgia Tech with the people that would be ruled out for this week. I've heard really smart people that cover this team quite well say there's a real chance that this program may not play another football game this season. It's not just to do with their own outbreak, because that's what it is over there. It's also because of what's going on with the country, and you can't trust other programs to be healthy by the time they play you to be able to field a competitive team. So actually, if this is the thing, and this college football season is playing out way worse than I anticipated. I didn't exactly buy that they were safer in those bubbles, but I didn't think it would be like this rampant. The ACC, if we're going to just throw away our morals, cast morals aside, and admit, even us here on this show, we need college football to happen. ACC got it right by trying to jump to the market and be first, because you see what's happening with the Pac-12 and Big Ten. They had time to get these protocols in place. Meanwhile, the virus is getting stronger and worse, and they have zero room to make up the games, where at least Miami has some flexibility.
So they got the games in. But originally, armed with hindsight now, the Big Ten was right. I mean, there should have been no season.
Who's right is the Ivy League, it would appear.
Correct.
Who's right is the Ivy League. The Big Ten, if I told the Big Ten presidents that this would be the result, as we now have another weekend of conference games being postponed or outright canceled, they would have changed their minds. They would have reversed course and there would be no season. It's bad.
So, yes, it's bad in sports. Why wouldn't it be bad in sports? It's bad in the country. We are headed toward a place where I'm even more worried about my parents than I was before. I'm really more saddened by the idea that Thanksgiving is not a thing that can be done in any reasonable or responsible way with old people. And Stugat, you were talking earlier this week about how Zoom for Thanksgiving
is a break. Zoom is extended. So normally when you go to Zoom, I think the maximum amount of length you could the maximum amount of time you could spend is 40 to 45 minutes.
For free.
And then you have to start paying. So what Zoom did for the holidays for Thanksgiving, because a lot of people are doing these on Zoom, is they've extended that free period. Listen, I don't need more free time with my parents. I don't need more time with my family. I miss my family. But the time I spend on Zoom with my family is not the quality time I want to be spending with my family, because for those 40 minutes, 39 are spent explaining to my dad how Zoom works, and that's not what I want to do. If anything, if Zoom really wants to do me a favor this Thanksgiving, they'll make it 15 minutes free, and I'll be out of it. That's it. I want less of my family, not more.
That's actually a smart idea.
Thank
by
you.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Well, not by you. Oh. By Zoom, because their stock price really took a massive hit when news of the vaccines started coming out. So I need to get out there with some good news for Zoom.
Yeah, but Zoom was making a whole bunch. I know some people got in early.
Oh, that was like
Zoom.
Your
good
trademark
God.
Vintage trading stock.
Well, what are people doing? They're going to spend the entire Thanksgiving day, watch football games on Zoom together, eat turkey on Zoom together. What are you doing here? It's not Thanksgiving.
Well, hold on a second. Chris, you made the proper face during the middle of this because I was talking about Thanksgiving being ruined and missing my family. And Stugat said, I miss my family too. Less family time on Zoom. Like, you saw what happened there, Chris, right? Like, it's Stugat's contradicting himself, just sort of trying to shroud in a camouflage. Oh, I love my family, but please, no more of my family.
It sounded like he was ripping Zoom because he didn't want to be around his family.
Right. Well, listen, your dad, okay? You try a Zoom call with him? I don't want to spend, listen, I want to spend quality time with my family face to face already, okay? I do not want to spend 39 minutes explaining to my dad how to log on to Zoom. Then I get the 1 minute, maybe 15 minutes because they've extended it now. I don't want that. That's not the way I want to spend my Thanksgiving, explaining to my parents how Zoom works. Please, less is
then
more.
Then don't. You don't have to. Well, it's still, a, nice a nice gesture by Zoom. Yeah, I don't understand why we're ripping Zoom right now.
You try telling that to my mom, okay?
Very good. Stugatz feels like it's obligated now because Zoom has a promotional item that gives him more free time that now he is.
How about Zoom read the room or at least read my room? And my room says I want less time with mom and dad, not more time. Thank you, Billy. Not more time. I want quality time with mom and dad, but quality time is not Zoom time with mom and dad.
Quality time or no time?
Yep.
Mike, what was your favorite part of the show today? Was it the stuff that happened with Samson or was it the stuff that happened with Pablo and Mina?
Man, the Pablo and Mina stuff was good. Mina always spins everything into a win. Pablo really, I mean, he made his bed, so I guess he had to sleep in it, but holy shit, that was really good. And you cursed and you said the words that I said, but during the hours that you couldn't.
I oddly enjoyed Amin turning into like a game show host.
All right, well, hold on though, Mike. I want to ask you about this because, and this is a problematic thing about terrestrial radio and having an idiot host. I did think that I stopped before the T in shit.
You did stop before the T, but the point is moot. It's safe dumb.
But saying holy shit is not the same as saying holy shit.
Better safe than sorry.
But I did. So you're telling me that I successfully stopped before the T, right?
Oh, it would have been a fine. We're going to go into litigation. No, there was no tea.
No.
I am.
Put me on the stand, Mike. Before the tea. Put me on the stand. Yes, we're going to go into litigation. I'm going to go into a courtroom to fight this.
Are you certain it's a fine? What if he says, holy fuck?
See, that one's dangerous,
I have to
too.
Bleep that one out of the podcast.
Really?
Well, see, Tony did that. He did that with the food. He did that with the Vietnamese food. It's faux. You got to be careful with the pho.
Okay.
It's got to be faux.
It was too close. You walked it too close to the line.
That's why I'm asking. Okay.
But what is the fine? Mike, have we been fined for cursing on air? Because it hasn't happened that much over the years. And I think it's only happened to me.
I don't think it's happened
to anybody else.
It's complicated. For you to actually be punished by it, someone has to write in to the FCC, I am so offended this happened. Provide proof that it happened, and then it's actually incumbent upon the affiliates, and as a nationally syndicated show that tries to get clearance from other affiliates, it's problematic because they get all angry at us. So it's always a wise thing to dump it or not say it at all. But I'm actually surprised how well you guys have handled the switch from Local Hour and Big Suey into the radio show. Granted, there's not much time to say curse words on the national show, but you've almost successfully avoided it entirely. It's hard to, once you open that door, it's hard to close it.
But Mike is right. It's kind of like the golf snitch who's calling in on a rule violation. Someone has to report you to the actual radio station or the network. But with your popularity, I'm sure that would have been fine. I mean,
For those of you who are interested in the inner working constructs of the doing of radio, I will say to you that while it's a problem for Mike and it's a dangerous thing for the network, our best selves are when we're relaxed enough that it is that conversational, that you sort of forget that you're on the air. That is an elaborate rationalization for doing the wrong thing. I made a mistake, but when I'm that relaxed or when we're that relaxed, that tends to be a place where we have a lot of fun as a show.
Mike, there was an element there where it did feel like we were just sitting around talking with friends.
Couple mentions cutting
it
up.
Yeah, it really did. Like, I understand why Dan did that.
I'm probably a little harsher with it, too, just because of the upbringing. At $7.90 the ticket, we had this lawyer, if look him up, the stuff that he's done in his past, Jack Thompson.
Never forget him.
Would listen like a hawk.
He used to send me 10-page letters, handwritten.
No, he did the same thing to me. That guy became he got some some fame as a civil rights lawyer because, among other things, he was going after Luther Campbell for explicit lyrics. And
he
so,
would be up against like music and video games tearing apart America.
OCD though, like he would
fiber.
Be. It would just be like these Kevin Spacey and Seven yes. manifestos yeah. where he was going after everyone for rules violations.
Right now, because I feel like he was very litigious, or at least loved to threaten how litigious he was, and just talking about him just makes me worried.
He used to go after Howard Stern relentlessly, Jack Thompson.
Well, I remember, God, there's so many stories around here that we haven't told from the early days of doing radio and where it is that people could spook us and scare us. But I remember my first dealings with him go back to all the way to when I was at the height of all that tension at the University of Miami, where we were reporting some stuff about Luther Campbell and the program, and there were wanted posters about me if anyone saw me drunk anywhere to call a tip line of some sort. And I remember getting into an argument with Jack
must
Thompson.
Must have flooded that line.
Jack, I was calling it through. I was calling it slurring. I see him drunk right now. He's in the bathroom. Where's my $100?
Ossifer, I'd like to report a crime.
You know what's funny? That I learned of those wanted posters while leaving Joe Robbie Stadium hammered. Like a Monday night football game. I was day drinking. I took a limo to the stadium, and someone handed me a wanted poster.
What was the place in college? What was the place in college you did the most damage? Was it the Tony Roma's or the Ratskeller?
Oh wow, that is so good. That's a good question. It would be Tony Roma's, perfect for a
Long
fact
Island
that
ice,
a place
ice
for
tees,
ribs. Sid's Piano Bar had cheap. Had cheap liquor as well, but Brooks Reed night at Tony Roma's was a big night in my social life. I was freed. Like all this stuff you see with Manny Diaz and Marco Rubio, like somebody was saying the other day on the show that Manny Diaz looks cool in masks. And all I think to myself is just repressed Cuban cube of ambition. And none of those guys have ever been cool because I've grown up with all of them and I was one of them until I met Brooks Reed at Tony Roma's and that Thursday night in the cheap liquor, and I broke free through the help of alcohol from all of my Cuban repression.
I love you rolling into a Canes game. We all have the same reaction in a limousine. It's like John Favreau's character in Rudy.
But it was a Dolphin game. It was not a Canes game. It was a Dolphins game, and it was the old – it was Pro Players Stadium. I know. How many stadium names ago was that? It was a long time ago.
They leveled that Tony Roma's a couple of years ago.
It was sad. It was
yeah,
sad.
Now it's a Toro Loco.
A friend of mine ended up so drunk on one of those Brooks Reed's nights that he went into the bathroom and he was climbing around on the inside of the ceiling. Like he just he jumped on the thing. He ran home nude that night. He ran down Ludlam Road totally nude.
So climbing on the ceiling was the second most ridiculous thing he did?
The second most. We felt him climbing above the keyboard and the piano bar because he had climbed in the bathroom into the roof tiles. What were we talking about?
Jack Thompson?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, he during that time, I've told you guys the story, right, of like fleeing Miami for a while in Orlando, and somebody threw a beer bottle across a bar and hit me
so
in
wait,
the chin.
So, you fled Miami because
yeah,
the,
well,
the block
and,
was
and
so
and with
hot.
The Jack Thompson, yes, and Jack Thompson, like it was, and I was young. I didn't know what I was doing, and I was at a bar, and somebody threw a beer bottle across my chin from a distance because they were a Canes fan or something.
A little chin music.
Thank you, Stugatz. And then my friend Todd Klein, 300 pounds with a wandering eye, chased the dude down. And as soon as the guy got to the top of the fence, Todd Klein was fast, like a bear. Todd Klein grabbed the back of his shirt and the guy pissed himself, like standing on the top of the fence. And then later that night, my friend, who was a week from graduating from college and med school, stitched me up on the hood of a car. Just wow. Gave me the shot in my chin. We didn't want to go to the hospital, and stitched me up right there with a bag he had in his car.
Pissed is also one of those words that you can't say on the national show in that context. You can say pissed off.
And I can say it here, though, right?
You can say it here, yeah. Unless Jack Thompson's listening. I want to count him out.
Well, wait a minute. Do you think Jack Thompson can get us? What's the story with Jack Thompson? Is he still doing that stuff?
I don't even know if he's still with us. He has a Wikipedia page. Oh, he's nice years old.
He's still chasing people down all over
the place.
What
was so weird was, like, Luther Campbell would have him on as a guest on his weekend show that I would produce. I'm like, why are you bringing this guy on? They became friends, but Luther would curse so much in a given segment. There would be like 7 curses, and it would be impossible for the dump to recharge. It was just playing with fire. It got me so scared.
But you are now a brave and confident radio executive who has grown up, and so you are no longer afraid of Jack Thompson.
Oh, I'm always afraid of Jack Thompson.
Are you?
Yeah, long after he leaves this earth, I will always be afraid of Jack Thompson. Well, what, that guy was a chronic.
All right, well, so what was the specifics of how he went after you and put the fear of God in you?
Well, I mean, I'm 18 years old, 19 years old, answering phones, and someone who gives you his bona fides every time he calls is like, I'm going to write the FCC. You're going to be fined. You're going to be shut down. I'm just like, oh my God, this is terrifying. Did I just ruin everything because this person said ass?
So where are we then? You were able to dump it, right?
Yeah, I dumped your holy shit.
Okay.
Without the tea, I dumped it.
All right.
So. But what happened was because the delay issues, well, the ability to dump you is because of that delay, thankfully. But people thought that Mina actually got dumped there because of how it
well
sounded.
I have my regret because I feel like the audience missed the dismount on that because I cursed. Like, there's only one thing I can't do there, and it's get dumped so that Mina's punchline gets swallowed, because I thought she nailed the dismount and I heard it and laughed, and that's the reason that I said holy shit, but I think she probably got dumped.
Tony, how does a clean feed work? Is it what goes out over the air? Do you have to, like, is that holy shit part in hour number two?
It is a clean feed, Mike, so it's the clean version.
All right. All right. So people heard it?
Yeah.
All right. Very good.